Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalayim, Mishnah sponsored in the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding an Eruvin Daf Nun in the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Shvi, starting Halacha Beis in the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah. Koyso Shebein Shtei Chatzeiros, if you have a wall between two courtyards, Koyva Asor V'Rochav Arbo, the height of the wall is 10 Tfachim, and it has a width at the top of it of 4 Tfachim, and the Gemara is going to explain why you need to have the width of 4 Tfachim. Once you have a wall, so now you have a Mechitza. And you may marvim shtayim vein marvim echot. So if you have two courtyards, the two courtyards are separated by a wall. They cannot join together. Each one stands on its own. They have to do their own eruv. Hayu beroish peros. If you have fruits on top of the wall, eloilu mikan voichlim veeloilu mikan voichlim. Each one of the chatzeros can go up to the wall and eat the fruits over there without shlo yuridu lamata, as long as they don't bring it down to back to the courtyard. And the reason is because the wall is considered to be a separate rishus. And therefore, you can't take out from the reshus of the wall back to the courtyard. Nifratza koisel, if the koisel opened up, there's an opening in the wall. Ad eser ames, if the opening is up to 10 ames, ma'arvim shtayim v'im rotzu ma'arvim echot. So then it can be ma'arv, they can separate, or can they join together? It's an opening. It's considered to be a Pesach. They can become one mikotzer, or they could remain to be two, whatever they want. Because it's an opening. But if it's more than 10 ames, it's not a Pesach anymore, it's a Pirzo, means it's considered to be one big chotzer. They have to join the air together, they can't separate. Says the Gemara, that's the quote of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why do you need a top of the wall to have 4 tfachim? Even if the top of the wall is not 4 tfachim. Because the entire point is that if you have a wall between two chatzers, that separates the chatzer. Says the Gemara, you're right. Begin mastisa ado te basro. The reason we're saying it is because of the hemshech of the Mishnah. They each one from the chatzer can go up to the wall. It's considered to be a reshus between the house. Well, you can go there and eat. That's only if you have 4 tfachim. So if you have 4 tfachim, it's a chashuv. It's considered to be its own reshus. And you can be on top of it and eat fruits. So well, what happens if lo haya rochav arbo? What happens on top of the wall? It's not 4 tfachim wide. So what happens then? So well, then it's a machlokes. Rabbo b'shem Rav also lekan ulekan. So then they're not allowed to use this area above the chutzer. It'll go on top of the wall and be over there. Rabbo b'shem Rav mutar lekan ulekan. They both could still use the area above the wall. The reason of the Manorah that says that it's a problem is because it's bottled to both chatzeros. So it's considered to be that belongs to the chatzer to one side and the chatzer on the other side. If it belongs to both, you can't move it at all because you don't have air between both. And the other Manorah holds a mokap tour, and not the rabbit. A mokap tour, so it belongs to both in a good way. And much from that, you can even take from the wall back to the chatzer because it's not considered to be its own reshus. It's a mokap tour. Says the Gemara, L'churim maklafo shitose derabo. Rabbo that said it's also the Karan Khan seems to contradict himself. Why? Tamar Amar Abba Rav Yudah B'Sheshwil Zorko V'Nochal Rosh Mechitza Is Chayov V'Ko Amar Achim. Says over there that someone who threw from Rishus HaRabim and he went and he landed on a wall which surrounds Rishus HaYochid, his Chayov is considered to be that he already put something into Rishus HaYochid, meaning the wall is bottle to Rishus HaYochid. So, and here we're saying that the wall is not brought to the Rishus HaYochid. The wall that stands between the two chatzeres is a standalone thing that each chatzer cannot use it. So it seems to be a contradiction. Says the Gemara, says there, the point is, when I have a wall surrounding Rishus HaYochid, it's considered to be as if Rishus HaYochid is filled up with earth. And you mean the wall is part of Rishus HaYochid. So legabe Rishus HaRabim, this is part of Rishus HaYochid. But here, even if I fill both chatzeros with earth, I don't know what it belongs to. Does it belong to the chatzer on the right or belongs to the chatzer on the left? So I'm not trying to determine if it's Rishus HaYochid. I'm trying to determine where it belongs to. That, considering it to be filled with earth, doesn't help me. Says Motei de Lechol, we're going to bring you another example to this concept. The Mar of Chacho, Rav Chinano, Mishar Yechanon. We learned the following thing in the name of Rabbi Yechanon. If you have walls or different beams that are high, that have a height of 10 and the width of 4, so if these beams or walls between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim, I could take from this wall, put it into Rishus HaYochid, I could take from this wall, put it into Rishus HaRabim. Why? It's considered to be a mokap tur, and therefore it's bottle to shusarach, it's bottle to shusarabim, and each one of them can use. But ubilvat shlo yachlif, as long as you don't take from shusayachid through this wall and then from the wall to shusarabim, because then you're mivatel, then you have Shabbos now to take out from shusayach to shusarabim, even though technically it is mutter. So it says the Gemara, Biruchan Rabbi, Machlef Shitas de Abba, Lechur Abba is contradicting himself. Tamun Amar Abba, Rav Yudah Bishah Shmuel, Zocha V'nochal Rav Shebechitz Es Chayov, Ve'achol Mar Achin. Rabba, we just mentioned, he said that the wall surrounding Rishus HaYochid is considered to be Rishus HaYochid. If someone threw from Rishus HaRabi onto a wall of Rishus HaYochid, it's Chayov. And here he's saying that this wall is now Rishus HaYochid, now Rishus HaRabi, with something in between which both can use. So it says the more the same answer. Meaning, regarding Rishus HaYochid, come and say that this wall is part of Rishus HaYochid because they've considered the Rishus HaYochid filled with earth. So the wall is part of Rishus HaYochid. So the Gabi is this wall of Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabi, is considered to be part of Rishus HaYochid. But when I'm talking about something which is between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabi, it's something which has its own shame Rishus because it's 4 by 10. Then it's not bottled to both, it's considered to be standing on its own. Why Shabbat and Mechitzu Shus HaYochid? Shabbat and Mechitzu Shus HaRabim? A Mechitzu you have a Shus HaYochid to be part of Shus HaYochid, you fill the Shus HaYochid with earth. But this Mechitzu to be bottled to Shus HaRabim, then you don't say the Shus HaRabim is full of earth. So when I have an item which is in between Shus HaYochid and Shus HaRabim, then you say it's a standalone thing and it's not bottled to neither. And you don't even say that it's part of Shus HaYochid because it has its own Shus, because it's 10 by 4. Says the Gemara, Rabbo, Rav Yudah B'Shem Shmuel, Koisel, Shekifur, Sulamas, Mikan, Mikan. You have a wall, and you put ladders from each side of each chotzer. So now the ladders allow you to go on the wall. Says the one that Nunam would base, Ma'arvim Shtayim, Ve'im, Ma'arvim Echod, it's still considered to be two courtyards, and they can't join together. So therefore, the reason is because the ladders are now across from each other. If the ladders are across from each other, this shita holds that will be good enough to connect the two courtyards. If I have a ladder coming from one courtyard, going to the wall, and right across from it, there's another ladder going down to the next courtyard, it's considered to be like an opening, and then they do join together. If they want to do air together, they could do it. Says Moratani, Kol Kovshe Kvoshim. What's Kovshe Kvoshim? There are different ramps that were in Beis HaMikdash. What is the slope of the ramp? What is the angle? Oy le'amo v'koynez sholish. For every height of one amo, you have a slope of three. Chutz mikibushoy shel mizbeach, except the ramp of the mizbeach, which they had to carry very heavy loads on the mizbeach, all the evorim, all the limbs of the animals. Shu kimitlaket asor tvachim mitoch sholish v'shlish etzba. So there, the height you have to get to is about 10 tefachim. As Rav Chaim explains, it's not really 10 tefachim, it's only 9 tefachim, because the Mizbeach is 10 tefachim height, including the horns which are in the corners. But the actual height of the Mizbeach is only 9 tefachim. And there it comes out, for every tefach that you go up, the ramp is 3 1/3 of a finger. And the Gemara explains how you do the cheshbon, Shabizbeach Eser Amis, the height is 10, the kibushu shlosh v'shtayim, and the ramp is 32, and you really divide 32 by 9. Says the also mistavo al prei kol hakoisel. He made a itztavo. Itztavo means a platform. He has a platform around the wall. He wants to make the wall is too high. He wants to make the wall shorter, so he makes a platform around the wall. Al prei kol hakoisel, surrounding the entire koisel. V'yesh b'roicha v'abat tefachim, and this platform is 4 tefachim in width. Ma'arvim shtayim ve'im ma'arvim echod. That doesn't reduce the size of the wall, and therefore you still have to the two courtyards have to do a year of each one separately. Arba Amis, if this platform is 4 Amis in width, Ma'arvim Echad Ve'Ma'arvim Shtayim, so then they could do Erev together, or they actually could do only an Erev together because this platform takes away the wall. But now we're going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the opening, that's considered to be an opening and not a pirzo, is 10 Amis. So that's only when the courtyard is large. So then the size of the opening is 10 amis. But if it's a small courtyard, so then the opening is even is not 10 amis. It's the majority of the wall. If the entire width of the chotzer is 15 amo, so once you have an opening of more than 7.5, so then that's considered to be a pirzo and not a pesach, and it's not considered to be a door anymore. What's the If the majority of the wall is more than 10, meaning that it's 20 amas or more, so then the door could be 10 amas. But if the wall, the length of the wall is less than, is a size, that the majority of it is less than 10, so then in order for a door to be an opening, and not a pirzo, it needs to be that's less than roif. That's all in the middle of the wall. If it's on the corner, when you have an opening in the corner, it's considered to be a pirza, not an opening. When do you consider it to be side? When do you consider it to be middle? If you have a wall, four tfachim, between the corner to the opening, it's considered to be an opening. It's considered to be the middle of the wall. But if you have less than four tfachim to the corner, it's considered to be the corner, and then it's considered always to be a pirzo and not a door. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Erevin Daf Nun.